This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at
97.3. A new survey says the most stressful time of day is 8:15 in the morning.
Well, makes something sense to look forward to in the next half hour or so.
All right.
You know, though, Vinny, I really feel like for me, weeknights are more stressful because I have to, I feel like in the morning, once I'm up and at them, I have prepared for this. You know what I mean? Like it's a, I feel like I got this.
We but don't fit into the normal hustle and bustle of that. We're well into our work day before 8:15. We're
right.
Busy.
I've been up for 5 hours already,
right,
for God's sake.
And I would say, and I love this job, and the sacrifices made are willingly.
And worth it,
absolutely. But there's no question that, you know, in a partnership that I'm in, my wife is alone at night. Every night, because of what we do.
She's as, the John same in as, your relationship.
As same as John. John is alone at night, sitting there, and you know, whether or not you make use of that time and go, it's cool.
Yep.
I can get some things done, and I have time to myself, and whatever.
If anything happens with the kids, it's on me.
Uh-huh.
There's that, right? So, anyway, I don't think we fit into that same sort of lifestyle, but getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready in the morning, preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others get to work or school. Like, that's what happens. I haven't been the one that does this most days, but on the times when I've been the one, right, thank you.
Here we go.
When I've been the one to drive the kids to school in the morning, I've been like, we only go less than a mile, it's probably a mile. And that one stoplight is a cluster.
Yeah.
You can't say the F word loud enough to express how stupid the backup is to get to these kids to school.
Well, everybody's in their car lined up ready to do the drop.
For the drop
and
off.
That's it, too. It's the it's not the, I'll drop you a couple blocks from school and let you walk it in. Nope. Everybody drives them straight up to the front door.
Well, at their age, they get escorted. Does Isla? She doesn't.
She does.
Oh, she does.
Well, she doesn't get escorted to her class, I don't think. But they definitely are there to greet them. And absolutely, they are walked from the fence to my car on pickup. I do pickup all the time.
Oh.
But I don't always do drop off. But yeah, they get walked to the car.
Oh, nice.
You
have to walk to the fence and wait. All the parents
you do?
Lingering around, waiting, talking
standing,
to each other.
Standing? You leave your car?
Yeah, we have to park our car.
And, oh, that's a burn.
And go inside. Yeah, it's hard.
At least
hard
I
to
can
park.
Listen to some music or, you know, read my phone.
That's so fun. I definitely that was the case in kindergarten. But then after that, the kids walked out of the school and I'd be like, here I am. I'd have parked on the street and have to go get them.
Parked on the street.
Yeah,
on top of the usual running around, mornings are also more likely to bring unexpected challenges. Your kid wakes up sick.
Oh, Christ.
Now what?
You know what? Yeah. That's it. It's the getting everybody up and dressed and fed and packed and out the door. Like, that is probably everything after that for most people is just cake.
Thanks for doing that, Mama. We appreciate
you. Just the other day.
You.
And the things that you would expect every kid to take care of themselves.
No.
Like the one thing you go, all right, there's Edie in the car with no shoes on as they're driving off to go to school. And the, you know.
Yes.
You don't know to put your damn shoes on? I forgot.
I got to go through this light again.
I know. Right now, at this very moment, Anita's waking up Cameron. Come on, get up.
Yep.
And then 2 minutes later, come on, get up. It's time. We're getting late. Come on.
Oh,
every single time.
That's, yeah.
I never had to deal with that.
Edie is Sarah for sure at my house.
I
got to pour water on that kid to get her up. And I'm always like.
My mom would do it, too. That was the thing. That's the only thing that got me. She's like, this is your last warning before the cup of water. You get a couple of those and you just get up. She becomes your alarm clock. Oh,
well,
Mom.
If she means it, you now know what your last warning is.
Yep. Oh.
Anyway, mornings at 8:15, the most stressful part of the day, and I think most people are nodding as we approach that. Yeah, I'm feeling that already. Making breakfast, making lunches. But what? You cannot leave the house with that rat's nest of hair. Go comb your hair. Right.
Or bring me a brush and I'll do it for you.
Now it's check. Did you go to the bathroom? Check your feet. Do you have shoes on? Like all the stuff. I can just. Yikes.
Oh, I'm so glad I never
get
had to
there.
Do
it. Oh, man, you forgot your backpack. We got to go back home now.
Yeah, I have nothing else to do. Don't worry about it. I'll run home and I'll get it for you and I'll bring it back here and make sure it's here for you.
Thanks, Mom. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Oh, I see my friends. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.